Misyata Deshmaya, we're going to learn Yevamos Daf Beis. We're going to start the new Masechta, Maseches Yevamos. And Yevamos is one of the very easy Masechtas in Shas. It's just that there are certain calculations we have to get used to. Let's dive straight into it. What is Yevamos? Yibum, what is Yibum? So many of us will be familiar with this, but if you look in the Chumash, the Pasuk says, Ki Yeshu Achim Yachtov, if you've got two brothers that they were sitting, so to speak, literally, translated as they were sitting together, they were alive together. Umeis echod mehen, and one of them dies. Uben ein loy, and he did not merit having any offspring. He didn't have any children. Then loy siya eishes hameis hachutza leishzor. Then the wife, the widow of this deceased person, shouldn't go and marry a stranger outside of the family. Yivomo yovo yoleo v'lokocho loy leisha v'yibmo. The Yovam is the brother of the deceased, of the man that died. Then the widow of this brother that passed away should marry one of the other brothers, one of the surviving brothers, in the hope that Im Yirtzeh Hashem they will have children, and then they will be able to stand in place of the brother that passed away. That is the concept of Yibum. It also says in the Chumash that if for whatever good or bad reason, the surviving brother does not want to marry this woman, his sister-in-law, the wife of his deceased brother, then im lo yachbo itzo ish, lo kachas is yivimtoi, etc. Should he not want to do yibum, then v'nigsho yivimtoi eilov, le'eni azkenim v'chol tzonaloi malragloi. Then there's a procedure called chalitza. Chalitza means to take off a shoe, and we're going to learn about that later on in the Masechta, but the Chumash says that when there's a situation of Yibum, which means that somebody passes away without children and he has surviving brothers, then the widow has to marry or should marry one of the surviving brothers. And in the event that that doesn't happen, then one does chalitza instead. Now, the chiddush of Yibum is that we know that it's severely osur to marry a sister-in-law. A person is not allowed to marry his brother's wife, even if his brother passes away. A sister-in-law is prohibited forever. However, that means if the brother that died had children, then his wife, the widow, is also to marry any of her ex-husband's, her deceased husband's siblings, because she is and remains a sister-in-law. And the sister-in-law is osur. However, in the place of Yibum, the Torah gave a special chiddush and said that where Yibum applies, then the Issa, the Erva, called sister-in-law, called Eishesach, it gets overridden and Yibum takes its place. However, in any situation where, which we're going to learn about, Yibum doesn't apply, then immediately the concept of Eishesach, of being a sister-in-law, comes back, and then it's severely osur for any of the surviving brothers to marry this widow. Let's go straight into the Mishnah. Chomesh Esrei Noshim, there are 15 types of women, and these are 15 Aroyos, these are 15 people who are not allowed to marry each other. And we'll soon see how this plays itself out, the Mishnah is going to explain it. Then they are Poitrois Tzorois Sehen, and V'Tzorois Tzorois Sehem, Min HaChalitza U'Min HaYibum. And let's just explain that. It sounds very complicated. It's actually very straightforward. What happens if, for example, let's take the first case. The first case the Mishnah is going to say is Atzei fo'elom ve'elu hein bitoy. The first one is a daughter. And before we discuss exactly what type of daughter this is talking about, let's just take a typical example of the daughter. What would that case be? So if you had Reuven and Shimon were two brothers, and Yibum only applies to two brothers who share the same father, by the way. So Reuven and Shimon are two brothers. Reuven had a daughter, and Shimon, which is Reuven's brother, married Reuven's daughter. So far, so good. Everything is fine. Now, Shimon died. So Shimon's wife, which is Reuven's daughter, let's call her Sarah, is now a widow, and he died without children. So now Reuven, being Shimon's brother, a surviving brother, has a mitzvah to do Yibum. The problem is that Shimon's wife is actually Reuven's daughter. So besides for this Sarah being a sister-in-law, which is something we would override in the concept, in the situation of Yibum, when they don't have any children, but besides for this Sarah being a sister-in-law of Reuven, it's also his daughter. And here the Torah says that if there's any other erva, if there's any other relationship where a marital relationship is severely asa, then Yibum does not apply. This Sarah is not allowed to do Yibum and therefore doesn't even need Chalitza from this Reuven because it's Reuven's daughter. Now what happens if Shimon, besides for having married Sarah, he also had another wife, Rivka? This Rivka, there's no issue with Rivka marrying Reuven. So really we would say that Shimon had two wives and any one of them can do Yibum. Well, Sarah can't do Yibum with Reuven because it's Reuven's daughter. So let Reuven do Yibum with Rivka. Says the Mishnah, no. And it's going to be learnt out in the Gemara from Psukim. This is called a tsaris. Tsaris are a fellow wife, a rival wife, a second wife. So the halach is that these 15 aroyos, that in any event where any one of these 15 are these type of 15 relatives to the Yovam, to the surviving brother, besides for being a sister-in-law, then the surviving brother is not allowed to do Yibum with any of these Aroyes. And not only that, the surviving brother is also not allowed to do Yibum to any of the other wives of his deceased brother. Any of the widows, min haTorah, a person can marry as many wives as he wants. So this particular brother who has an issue with one of the wives of his deceased brother being one of these 15 aroyos, then this brother, the surviving brother, is not allowed to do Yibum, not with the woman who's the problematic one, who's the relative of his, and neither to any of the other wives of his deceased brother. So let's read that again. Chomish Esrei Noshim, now 15 types of relationships with these women, that in the event that any of these women are widows and are now have to the would-be a mitzvah of Yibum to a surviving brother, to Reuven, they were married to Shimon, and now, as being a widow of Shimon, and Shimon died without children, there's a mitzvah of Yibum to Reuven, but if Reuven is related to any of to this widow in any of these 15 ways, then poitros, then they are potter. Not only is Reuven not allowed to do Yibum with that woman, but also tsaroseim, a rival woman, a co-woman, a fellow wife of the deceased brother, also exempted from Yibum and Chalitza to that brother. V'tsaris tsaroseim, and this applies even to tsaris tsaroseim. What would that mean? Let's say you had three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. So Shimon had two wives. One of them was problematic to Reuven. Let's say it was Reuven's daughter. Shimon died without children. Reuven can't do Yibum to his own daughter. And the other wife of Shimon also Reuven cannot do Yibum with, because we said that Poitres Tzoriseim. So, but Levi doesn't have an issue with either wife of Shimon. So Levi does Yibum, for example, with the Tzora, not with Reuven's daughter, but the other wife of Shimon, the other widow of Shimon. Now Levi is married to the Tzora, to the second wife that Shimon had. And then Levi also dies without children, but besides for having married, besides having done Yibum to that second wife of Shimon, he also had another wife, which is fine. And now Levi dies without children. Now we're back to Reuven. Now, the two wives of Levi, neither of those wives are a daughter of Reuven, because the daughter of Reuven, which was the other wife of Shimon, Levi didn't do Yibum with her. Levi chose to do Yibum with Rivka, not with Sarah, Reuven's daughter. Now, that Levi was married to Rivka and also had another wife, whatever her name may have been, let's call her Rachel. So now that Levi dies without children, Reuven is not allowed to do Yibum, not with Rivka, because Rivka was the co-wife of Reuven's daughter when they were married to Shimon. And also, he cannot do Yibum with Rachel, because Rachel is a co-wife of Rivka, that were both married to Levi. That's called Tzoris Tzoroseim. They also, this Reuven cannot do Yibum with either of them. mina chalitza, mina yibum. Not only are they not allowed to do yibum, they're also exempted from doing chalitza. Atzai fa'olam, which means even if there's 100 brothers, and this unfortunate situation happened 100 times, that there was Reuven had a daughter that was married to Shimon, and then Shimon died without children, and he had two wives. The other wife, not the daughter of Reuven, married, did yibum with Levi. And then Levi had that wife and another wife, and then Levi passed away without children, and Yehuda married that other wife of Levi, etc., etc. Then 100 brothers later, if they all died without children, then the tzoris, 100 times, is also going to be oster to do Yibum with that original Reuven, as we explain. Ve'eluhin, let's now understand what are these 15 relatives, which if they... any of these relatives are they fall to Yibum, the Neufel the Yibum to Reuven. Reuven is not allowed to do Yibum. And obviously the only Erva that overrides, that gets overridden by Yibum, is the Erva called sister-in-law, because that's the concept of Yibum, that you marry your sister-in-law when the brother didn't have children. But if there's any other issue, then one's not allowed to do Yibum. So what are they? Ve'eluhein, they are Bitoy, his daughter. And here Rashi explains, this is not talking about a regular daughter, this is talking about a bitoy me'anusosoy, which means that if Reuven didn't have this daughter from a regular marriage, there was an oinus, he had relations with somebody, he forced somebody to have relations with him, and then this poor woman actually gave birth to a daughter, this is called Reuven's daughter. And if Shimon then marries this daughter, and then Shimon dies without children, then this daughter is called Bitoy of Reuven, and is not, and Reuven cannot do Yibum with her. That's Bitoy or Bas Bitoy, and the daughter of this daughter, that means if Reuven was Ma'anis somebody and had a daughter, and then that daughter had another daughter, and Shimon married that granddaughter, so to speak, and then Shimon died without children, Reuven is not allowed to do Yibum with that Bas Bitoy, the granddaughter, either, or Bas Benoy, and so too, the daughter of his son, he cannot do Yibum with her. Bas Ishtoy, or if it's the daughter of his wife, if the daughter of a person's wife. For example, we had Reuven and Shimon are brothers, and then Reuven married Sarah as a second marriage, but Sarah was first married to Avram. Avram died, and Avram and Sarah were married, and they had a daughter called Rivka. Avram died, Sarah, which was a woman not related to Reuven or Shimon, Reuven married Sarah. So now Reuven married Sarah, and Sarah came into that second marriage with a daughter called Rivka from her first marriage to Avram. And now Reuven's brother Shimon decided to marry Sarah, who was Reuven's wife, his daughter, Rivka. So far, so good. Then Shimon died. Shimon died, and now one of the widows, this Rivka, is Reuven's wife's daughter. He's not allowed to do Yibum. You're not allowed to do Yibum with your wife's daughter. And if Shimon had also a different wife, a second wife called Rachel, then Reuven wouldn't be allowed to do Yibum with her either, because it's a tzora of an erva, as we said early on in the Mishnah. So that is the case of Bas Ishtoy. And then you've got Bas Beno, the daughter of his son. So here as well, we've got that same Sara, that means the Bas Beno of this wife, which means that Reuven married Sara after, that means that Sara's second marriage. Sara was married to Avram, but before we said Bas Ishtoy, we were talking about Rivka, who was Sara's daughter, who came into the marriage with her to Reuven. Now we're talking about that this Sara with Avram had a son called Yitzchak. Yitzchak had a daughter called Leah, and then Avram passed away. Sarah, who's the grandmother of this Leah, married Reuven. Shimon, Reuven's brother, decided to marry Leah, which was Reuven's wife's son's daughter. Then this is called Bas Beno of Reuven's wife. So if Shimon dies without children, Reuven cannot do Yibum with the Bas Beno, the daughter of the son of his wife. And not only with her, but also if Shimon had any other wives, they are called tzoris, and one would not do yibum with them either. Ubas bita, the same would apply if that Sarah who had married Avram had a daughter Rivka, and Rivka had a daughter called Leah, which is Sarah's, the wife of Reuven. She brought, that's a granddaughter of this Sarah, and then Shimon married this Leah. Shimon died without children. Then now this Leah, being a widow, is now got to do Yibum with Reuven, but since it's a granddaughter, it's Bas Bita, the daughter of his wife Sarah, then he's not allowed to do Yibum with her. Chamoisai, and this is if it's his mother-in-law. How would that work? So for example, Yitzchak married Sarah. Okay, that's fine. And they had a daughter called Rivka. And then Reuven married this Rivka. So far, everything is fine. Yitzchak is Reuven's father-in-law, Sarah is Reuven's mother-in-law, and Rivka is the daughter of them, Reuven's wife. That's all okay. Now Yitzchak died, and you've got Sarah, the mother-in-law of Reuven, and Shimon decided to marry his brother's Reuven's mother-in-law, Sarah. That's all fair enough. And now Shimon died without children, so now this Sarah is now got to do Yibum with Reuven. The problem is that this Sarah is the mother-in-law of Reuven because Reuven's wife Rivka is the daughter of Sarah. So this is called Chamoisai, and Reuven is not allowed to do Yibum with her. Ve'im Chamoisai, and the same would apply if it's the mother of his mother-in-law. For example, Avram and Sarah, they were married. They had a daughter Rivka. Rivka had a daughter Leah, and Leah married Reuven. And then the Avram passed away, and the Sarah, who is the grandmother of Reuven's wife, Leah, married Shimon, Reuven's brother, and then Shimon died without children. Now this Sarah would do Yibum with Reuven. The problem is, Sarah is the mother of Reuven's wife, Leah. That's called Eim Chamoisai, and Reuven cannot do Yibum with her. Ve'eim Chomiv, the same would apply if the person falling to Yibum, the woman, is the mother of the father-in-law of Reuven. For example, Avram and Sarah were married. They had a son called Yitzchak, who had a daughter called Leah. Leah married Reuven. Then Avram died, and Sarah married Shimon. Now Shimon died without children, so Sarah, who happens to be the mother of the father of Leah, Reuven's wife, that's called Eim Chomiv. Now Reuven would be doing Yibum with Sarah, who is the mother of Reuven's father-in-law, Yitzchak, and that is also Asa. That's Ve'im Chomiv. And then, now there's another group. That's one group of Arayos, and those are punishable by Sreifa. Anyone who has relations with any of these, Bitoi, Bas Benoi, Bas Ishtoi, Bas Beno, Bas Bito, Chamoise, Eim Chamoise, Ve'im Chomov, they are all punishable by Sreifa. And now there's another group, and these are punishable by Chorus, and they are Achoisoi Me'imoi, which means that if a person would be doing Yibum with a sister who he's sharing the same mother with her. So what happened there? You have Yaakov, who married Leah and had a child called Shimon. Yitzchak married Rachel, and they had a daughter called Sarah, and that's fine. Now Yitzchak died, so now Rachel is a widow, and Yaakov married Rachel, who was Yitzchak's widow. And so far, so good. So now Yaakov has a wife called Leah, and from Leah they had a son called Shimon. Yaakov also married Rachel, that was Yitzchak's widow, and they had a child called Reuven. So Reuven and Shimon share the same father, Yaakov, but they have different mothers. Shimon's mother is Leah, and Reuven's mother is Rachel. But from Rachel and Yitzchak, Rachel's first marriage, she had a daughter called Sarah. So now Shimon, whose parents is Yaakov and Leah, went and married Sarah, whose parents are Yitzchak and Rachel. There's nothing wrong with that. So Shimon married Sarah. And besides for that, Shimon also had another wife called Rivka. And then this Shimon died without any children. So now really Sarah and Rivka, let's talk about Sarah, because she's going to be the main issue here. Sarah now has to do Yibum with Shimon's brother, Reuven. The problem is that Reuven and Sarah, they share the same mother, Rachel. Rachel had Sara from her first marriage and Reuven from her second marriage. So now Sara and Reuven, who have to do Yibum, they are now called Achosei Me'imoi. This is his sister, but they don't share the same father, they share the same mother. And that is one of the Arayos. And if Shimon had another wife, that one would not do Yibum with her either, because it's a Tzara, as we saw before. And then you've got Achos Imoi, which is if a person's got Yibum with the sister of his mother, what would that case be? That would be where Yaakov married Sarah, as we said before. Yaakov married Sarah and had a child called Shimon. Then Yaakov married Rachel, second wife, and had a child called Reuven. So now you have Shimon and Reuven who have the same father. They're two brothers with the same father, but different mothers. Yaakov had Shimon from one wife, Sarah, and had Reuven from a different wife called Rachel. And this Rachel has a sister called Leah. And Shimon, which is Reuven's brother, they share the same father, Shimon married Leah, who was a sister of Yaakov's wife called Rachel. And then Shimon died without children. So this Leah, so now Reuven has to do Yibum. But who's the wife of Shimon? Leah. Leah was a sister of Reuven's mother, because we said that Reuven's mother was Rachel, and Rachel had a sister called Leah, which Shimon married. So now this Leah to Reuven is the sister of Reuven's mother, and therefore he cannot do Yibum. That's the case of Achos Imoi. V'Achos Ishtoi. Here we have another case where the woman who's having to do Yibum, the widow, is actually the sister of the wife of the one who would do Yibum. Because we have Reuven and Shimon who are brothers, they have the same father. And then you have Rachel and Leah, who are two sisters. They share the same parents. Now Reuven married Rachel, and Shimon married Leah. That means two brothers married two sisters. And then Shimon died without children. So now Shimon's wife, Leah, has to do Yibum with Reuven. The problem is that Reuven already married Leah's sister, Rachel. So this, you've got a case where Leah, having to do Yibum with Reuven, would be Achos Ishtoi, would be the sister of his wife, and that's an erva, that's a problem, and any other wives that Shimon would have had would be tzoris to that wife, and therefore they would not do any Yibum. That's Achos Ishtoi. And then you've got V'eshes Ochiv Me'imoi, which is the wife of his brother from his mother. What would be that case? So you've got Yaakov, who married Leah and had a child called Shimon. And then Avram married Rachel and had a child called Yitzchok. So far everything is okay. You've got two couples, Yaakov and Leah, they had Shimon. You had Avram and Rachel, and they had Yitzchok. And then Avram died, and his wife Rachel, Yitzchok's mother, now married Yaakov. So Yaakov had a wife called Leah, and they had a child called Shimon. And now Yaakov married a Rachel, who was Yitzchok's mother. They got married, and they had a child called Reuven. So now Reuven and Shimon are brothers with the same father. Just Shimon is from Leah, and Reuven is from Rachel. And Rachel has a child from a previous marriage called Yitzchok. Now at some point, this Yitzchok married somebody called Rivka. This Yitzchok, who is a brother of Reuven, sharing the same mother, he married Rivka. And then Yitzchok died, and Shimon married this Rivka. It means Shimon, who shared the same father as Reuven, married Rivka, the daughter of Yitzchok, where Yitzchok shared the same mother as Reuven. And then Shimon died without children. So this Rivka, who now has to do Yibum with Reuven, this Rivka is the wife of Achos, is the Eishes Ochiv Me'imoi. It's the wife of Reuven's brother, where they're sharing the same mother, because Reuven and Yitzchok had the same mother, Rachel. And the wife of a deceased brother from the mother, you're not allowed to do Yibum. Yibum is only from when the two brothers, the one that passed away and the surviving brother, have the same father. That would be the case of Eishes Ochiv Me'imoi. The next case is Eishes Ochiv Sheloi Hoya Bo'ilomoi. Because what have we said? What is the regular case of Yibum? The regular case of Yibum is where you've got two brothers, they share the same father, one of them died without children, then the other child, the other brother, does Yibum. But what happens if the surviving brother was born after the deceased brother passed away, which means that the two brothers were never alive at the same time? So then we're going to learn from Psukim, it's learned out from the Pasuk of Kiyeshu Achim Yachtov, that you're not, that there's no Yibum there. And that's the case of Eishes Achiv Shelo Hayo Bo Ilomai, there's no Yibum, and as soon as there's no Yibum, then the original issue of marrying a sister-in-law comes back. If this brother, who was born after his deceased brother passed away, marries his deceased brother's wife, he's marrying a sister-in-law. And that's seriously also, it's only mutter when there's a mitzvah of Yibum. But there is no mitzvah of Yibum on a wife of a brother who passed away before the Yavam was born. That's the case of Ve'eshes Achiv Shelo Hayo Bo Ilomai. And then you've got another case, and this is an erva which is punishable by skila. It's kalosai. If a person's son-in-law, would have to do yibum with his daughter-in-law, that would be an issue. What would be the case there? You've got Reuven and Shimon, who are two brothers, and Reuven had a son called Yitzchak, and this Yitzchak married Rivka, and then this Yitzchak died, and his wife Rivka then married Shimon. Which, nothing wrong with that. Shimon is allowed to marry his nephews who'd passed away, his deceased nephew's wife. There's no problem with that. And then Shimon died without children. So who has to do Yibum? Reuven. Who's he going to do Yibum with? With this Shimon's wife, Rivka. But this Rivka, before she married Shimon, she was Yitzchak's wife. Yitzchak was Reuven's son. So this daughter, this Rivka, is now, who is a daughter-in-law of Reuven, who, after Reuven's son passed away, she married Shimon, and Shimon died without children, he has to do Yibum. But he's going to do Yibum with his daughter-in-law. And Kalosa is one of the Arayis, and it's Asa. In all these cases, Hare Elu Poitreis Tzoriseen, Vtzoris Tzoriseen, that this Reuven, who would be doing Yibum with any one of these 15 Arayis, is not allowed to do Yibum with them. And as we said before, not only with them, but also the co-wives that they had together with the erva of the deceased brother, then as potter from Yibum, umina chalitza, that means mina chalitza, mina Yibum, there's no chalitza, no Yibum, ad seif olam, which means, as we said, it doesn't matter how many brothers there were. If there were five brothers, and the first one died, and Shimon died, and one of his wives was an erva to Reuven, so Reuven cannot do Yibum with that erva, or with the tzoris, with any of the other wives of Shimon. If Levi married any of those other wives and also had another wife, and then Levi dies without children, then even that other wife, who's a tzora tzora, cannot do Yibum with Reuven. And then if Yehuda does Yibum with that other wife, and then Yehuda also has another wife besides for that, and then Yehuda dies without children, that original Reuven is not allowed to do Yibum with any of Yehuda's wives, because it's tzoris, 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 and atzeif kol ha'ilam. V'chulon, in all these cases, where the main issue is that Shimon, in the cases we've been discussing, Shimon was married to an erva of Reuven and another wife, and then we said that if Shimon dies without children, Reuven does not do Yibum with that erva. However, if before Shimon died, the problematic woman, the erva of Reuven, was left the marriage of Shimon, and when Shimon died, then the only widows that were left to do Yibum were those that in and of themselves did not have an issue with Reuven, even though at some point in time they were also married to Shimon, while Shimon was married to an erva, since at the time of Shimon's decease, when Shimon died, that erva was not his wife, therefore that erva was not in the parasha of Yibum, was not questioned, the Yibum didn't apply because she wasn't married to Shimon at the time, then all the other tzoris, those original tzoris, they are allowed to do Yibum with Reuven. That's what the Mishnah says, v'chulon im meisu, in all these cases, if the problematic woman, the erva, died, oy mianu, the concept of mion, means if you've got a child, you've got a girl that was married to, but she was a ketana, she was a minor, and at any point she can say, I don't want you as a husband. Then if this erva did mion, which means that she rejected the husband Shimon before Shimon died, then once Shimon died, since when Shimon died, this girl was not anymore, Shimon was not married to Shimon anymore, then the other wives of Shimon, even though this girl was an erva to Reuven, but when Shimon died, she was not married to Shimon anymore, therefore the other wives of Shimon can do Yibum with Reuven. Or if that problematic woman, the erva of Reuven, was divorced from Shimon before Shimon died, or if it transpired that the wife, the problematic wife, the erva to Reuven, was an islandess, and then we assume an islandess means a woman who can't have children, and then we assume that Shimon, had he known, would never have wanted to marry her, and it was a mekach tos, it was a mistaken transaction, and therefore we assume that Shimon, had he known, wouldn't have married her, and then we undo that marriage, so to speak, we assume it never happened, and then it's as if Shimon was never married to that islandess, to that erva, and obviously when Shimon dies without children, any of the other wives can do yibum with Reuven. Then Tzorisein Mutoris, the co-wives of these ervois which had died or done mion or divorced or were an islandess before Shimon died, all those other wives of Shimon can do yibum. However, logic dictates that v'iyat yochel la'imer b'chamoise, we saw that some of the cases here is that what was the erva to Reuven? It was Reuven's mother-in-law, be'im chamoise, or the mother of his mother-in-law, or be'im chomov, or the mother of his father-in-law. So in those cases, you can't say shenimtzu islandess shemianu. You can't say that if they were an islandess, and that means that the mother-in-law was an islandess married to Shimon, and then it transpired that she was an islandess, then we assume it's as if she wasn't married to Shimon, and Reuven can do yibum with Shimon's other wives. That wouldn't make any sense, because an islandess means you can't have children, and you can't be a mother-in-law and not have children. Or mianu is only on a minor before bas mitzvah. Anyone who's got children cannot say to their husbands, I don't want you anymore, because only a minor can do that, and a minor cannot have children. So in the case of the mother-in-law, the chamoisei, im chamoisei and im chomov, there obviously the only way that there wouldn't be an issue is if they either died or were divorced from Shimon before Shimon died, then the other wives can do yibum with Reuven. But being mion and islandess obviously wouldn't apply that. Continues the Mishnah, keitzad poitres tzoroseim. Let's just have one example of that. If any of these 15 aroyos were married to Shimon, that means aroyos to Reuven were married to Shimon, when Shimon dies, Reuven cannot do yibum, not only with that erva, but with the other wives of Shimon as well. What would be a case? Hoyso bitoy, if the wife of Shimon was bitoy, was the daughter of Reuven, or the wife of one of Shimon's wives was any of these other aroyos, that was married to Shimon, and Shimon also had a second wife that had no erva issue in and of itself, and then Shimon died, then kashem shebitoy ptura, in the same way as Reuven cannot do yibum with his own daughter, one of the widows of Shimon, kach tzaras ptura, all the other widows of Shimon who are tzoris, who are rival wives, who are co-wives of Shimon, are also potter from yibum and chalitza. Holcha tzoras bitoy, if that other wife of Shimon, not the daughter of Reuven, the other wife went, v'nosas le'echov asheni, went and married Levi, v'loy isha acheres, and Levi had a second wife as well, umeis, and then Levi died, k'shem she'tzoras bitoy p'tura, in the same way as the second wife of Shimon is not allowed to do yibum to Reuven, so too kach tzoras tzoros, so the second wife of Levi also is p'tura, cannot do yibum with Reuven. Now, filuhein me'ah, even if it's 100 brothers, as we've already explained. Says the Mishnah, keitzad emesu, tzorasein mutoris, we said before that if the problematic woman, if the erva of Reuven died before Shimon died, then the other wives of Shimon can do yibum with Reuven. Is hoysa bitoy, if Reuven's daughter, or Achas Mikol Aroi Yisraelu, or any of the other 15 Aroyis mentioned here, Nesuis Le'echov were married to Shimon, Veloy Isha Acheres, and Shimon had another wife, Meisa Bitoy, and then his daughter died, Oynis Garsha, or got divorced from Shimon, before Shimon died, Vacharkach Meis Achiv, and then Shimon died without children, Tsarosa, the other wives of Shimon, Muteres, they can do Yibum with Reuven. Says the Mishnah, V'chola yichoylo lemayin v'lo yimiyano, tzaroso chiletzes v'lo yimisyabemes. A case of mion, which is a kiddushin derabonon, it's a minor, that the validity of the kiddushin, the status of the kiddushin, is only a rabbinical one. So if Shimon is married to a girl who is only married to him on a rabbinical status, but on a biblical line, on a biblical status, she's not married, and then Shimon dies without children, then you cannot say because this girl is an erva to Reuven, then Reuven doesn't do Yibum with the erva or with the other wives of Shimon. You wouldn't be able to say that because min ha-Torah, Shimon wasn't married to this erva. So min ha-Torah, Reuven would have to do Yibum or Chalitza with one of Shimon's other wives. So that's what it says. Kol ha-yicholu l'mayin, any woman who is only biblically married to Shimon, and is an erva to Reuven, v'loy miyano, and she didn't reject her husband, she stayed married to Shimon, but it's only on a rabbinical level, then the other wives of Shimon cannot do Yibum. We'll see in the Gemara why, cannot do Yibum. However, since biblically Shimon wasn't married to this girl, therefore Tsarosa, the other wives of Shimon, they have to do, biblically speaking, they should do Yibum. They don't do Yibum, we'll see later why. Chilet says, but at least they have to do Chalitza. Chalitza is not an Issa in and of its own, but and there's a mitzvah of Chalitza, that where you can't do Yibum, you do Chalitza. V'loy misyabemes, however, those tzorois of this erva, which is only rabbinically married to Shimon, those other wives of Shimon, loy misyabemes, do not do Yibum, and the Gemara is going to discuss later why. And Yimirtz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to start from the Gemara.